Now we come along to the marriage divorce issue, friends. And been here some of these brethren drawing lines. Here's a brother comes along and he says, I don't want to fellowship you anymore, Weldon, because you believe differently than I do, that you believe that if a woman has put away her man by fornicating mate at the courthouse and doesn't go countersue or sue or file, then that put away person can't remarry. That's one issue. And so since you don't agree with me, then we're going to disfellowship, or we're going to have a fellowship with you. And some of these preachers have poisoned the minds of good brethren against some of us. But thankfully, most of them haven't. And brethren see through all these things, and they're generous, and they're tolerant. And so we go ahead and we work together. But neighbor, I want to tell you, when we start biting and devouring one another, then we're going to destroy ourselves, and churches will go down and dwindle in attendance. I've seen it in years past. I see it today. And you can get to a place where you can meet in a one-car garage with a car in it because of a preacher who is going to have his way, who's a factionist, who imposes his own opinions.